97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Use just a little help now. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
I thought Bruce Springsteen had had a stroke when I first heard that. It didn't sound like him at all.
Man, that's rough. That's, you know what that sounds like? If you've ever been to a concert and somebody's playing and the monitor's like a second behind what you're hearing, That's what that sounds like. Like somebody didn't do their job right.
I jokingly said I wondered if Mark Reardon, that's why he was off, because he wanted to fly out and see his buddy Springsteen. But I know he would never go to a Kamala
Harris. Well, maybe he's going to the Beyonce concert tonight in Houston that Kamala will be making an appearance at.
You're a classic rock guy. Do you like, outside of politics, do you like Springsteen?
You know, he had one or two songs that I didn't mind listening to over the years, but I've never been to one of his concerts.
I'm the same way. I've just never understood. There are people who love him.
Long show.
But I've never gotten outside of politics, I just don't really get it.
To me, he's like Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News. I have no idea what Huey Lewis politics are, but after about the third song, they all sound the same to me. So I don't care. I mean, it's the voice or something that... You know,
not the same generation.
Born in the USA, I didn't mind that song, but beyond that, I've not been a big fan.
I feel the same way about Radiohead. Like, that was my generation, and I was like, okay, cool, but I'm not really that into it.
You like Creep, and that's about it.
I mean, a couple, you know, Karma Police.
Yeah, I feel that way about, like, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, because that was my era.
Not the same.
You just don't like the deep cuts. You just like the radio
stuff. Right. Yeah.
The deep cuts. Do they have deep cuts?
I don't know.
I don't know. No, for sure. So we've been obviously, 9 days out now from the election. Kim and I were telling our story about standing in line yesterday to vote out in our neck of the woods in St. Charles County where they don't have it figured out yet. And it took me an hour and 45 minutes in line to vote. And once I was there, I wasn't about to leave because I'm like, well, hell no, I'm here. I've committed the time. I'm going to go ahead and get it done so I don't have to worry about it next week. And I was there for a long time. Thank goodness the weather was good.
No kidding. Yeah. Well, it's been great weather. It's a little rainy this morning, but it's been a nice week.
Yeah.
But once you get halfway through a line, regardless of how long it is, you go, well, now I can't waste the time I've just done waiting. So even if it's a 3-hour line, you're like, I'll stick out the extra hour and a half now.
Yeah. Yeah. So you love looking at the polls like I do and trying to figure things out. Demographically, like I'm listening to these sound bites from Scott Jennings and some of the analysts on here talking about which groups she's clearly now only focusing on a couple of groups that she thinks she might be able to still convince them to vote for her. But I don't know who they are. I'm like Mel Gibson, who said she's got the IQ of a fence post. How can you vote for her?
I saw that yesterday, too. It's interesting because the headlines, everybody's seen that Hispanic vote is moving toward Trump. He may not win the Hispanic vote, but, you know, just the fact that 10 points, 20 points is moving. I mean, it's massive.
Yeah.
And then the same with the black vote, specifically black men are moving toward Trump at a record pace. I mean, almost that I've never seen in our lifetime. And then, you know, you have Kamala Harris at the beginning of this week, and she's doing so much damage control. It's crazy to watch in the last couple weeks of a campaign because they're so on message all the time. It's all they do is just the same 30 minutes of speech, you know, over and over and
Donald
over.
Donald Trump bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Donald Trump bad.
See them shift a little bit fascist. This week, what happened on, I think it was Sunday, was at a rally, somebody yelled out, Jesus is King, Jesus is Lord, at her rally. And she says, I think you're at the wrong rally.
I heard that.
And then all of a sudden her campaign goes, oh, no. So every interview she's been doing this week, she's been talking about, well, I talked to my pastor this week.
Oh, and my faith
is
really
important.
Encouraged me. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of the Book of Esther, but for such a time as this, like that was the whole
thing. She seriously tried to quote Esther?
That was it. And
oh,
so,
my gosh.
You know, it's been interesting. And so who knows how that's going to affect. It's too quick to see it show up in polling. But, you know, they break these polls down by demographic groups. Christians, they break into even further. They break them into Catholic. They break them into evangelical. They break them into regular church attending evangelical. And if you hear the word evangelical, that means you're talking about politics. I don't know any Christian that calls themselves an evangelical.
I always refer to myself as that way.
Outside
always.
Of politics. But here's one that they haven't been reporting much. This is from CNN. Last time around, Joe Biden won independent voters by 11 points. I don't even know if I remember that. In September of this year, though, a month ago, Kamala Harris was up just 5 points among independents. Now, as in a month later, she's only up by 1 or 2 points, which means it's basically statistically even. So that 11-point lead that Joe Biden had among independent voters has been completely erased, essentially, at this point.
I wonder, and I've wondered this many times on my show, who are these independent voters? Who are they?
It's a great question. I think these have to be people who just wake up and stick their finger in the air and go, what's happening today? You know, I can't imagine having, even if you're just a one-issue voter, which most of us are not, but even if you just have that one issue that's what takes you to the polls, you pretty much know how you're voting.
I would think. It's never been more clear-cut. I had a conversation with somebody on Facebook the other day, and, you know, I usually try to keep my show views on my show page and not so much on my private page. I'm not private, but my personal page on Facebook. And I finally can't stand it. I've got all these crazed friends who are on the left, and I've just had to go on and comment. And I don't want to hear, let's just all get along, like the whole kumbaya thing. Why can't we just all get along? I'm like, listen, you can choose to ignore politics. Politics is not going to ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
That your life is going to be impacted by these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the middle of the road, because the only thing you normally see there are dead critters, mm-hmm. right in the middle of the road. Don't be in the middle of the road. Pick a side.
I don't even know if it's as much that they're not sure who they want to vote for. I'm convinced a lot of these independents, because I used to try to call myself an independent in between, you know, when I was definitely Democrat and now obviously conservative. And I feel like it was almost a pride thing of like, no, I don't associate with one political.
Politics.
Yeah, like I'm above that. I'm going to make sure I'm voting for the person with the right policies. I'm not just going to automatically give my vote to the Republican candidate. So I don't know, again, if it's as much that they're undecided. I think a lot of these quote unquote independents, if you look at their track record, probably are pretty consistent. It's almost like I'm above that. And I'm sorry if that's you who's an independent voter, but that's kind of my analysis of some of those people.
Even yeah. independent voters, if you look at their track record of voting, those who vote regularly, some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
But those who do, they tend to break for one party or the other. They just like calling themselves independent.
That's what I mean. It's almost like a pride thing. Like, I'm above that.
Exactly. And so to
see
that...
You have to win my vote over. I'm not just going to automatically give it to you.
Yeah. To see a 10-point swing from 2020 to now to Trump among independent voters, that's actually pretty significant. And you're seeing that. That's what's amazing. That's what I wanted to bring in here today, is that you're seeing this. I can't think of a demographic group right now that's moving toward Harris.
No, furries.
See, I haven't polled furries.
You should.
It's really hard because you
it's
see
a growing
them in the,
population.
In the wild, they're not always wearing the suit.
Well,
you don't know who to poll.
That's true.
And I tried talking to regular animals, and they don't even vote.
They don't? Well, shoot. Let me know when you get those results.
Progressives for furries. Yeah. It's
murderers for illegals for Harris.
You said illegals for Harris is probably one group moving toward
it. I should put a sign like that in my yard.
Ryan, remind people when they can listen to Wiggins America.
Yeah, Saturday morning, 7 to 8, and Sunday night, 7 to 8.
And you podcast those, too, because you had Dennis Prager on recently, right?
Yeah, I had Dennis Prager last week, if you want to listen.
Outstanding. Ryan Wiggins, thank you.
No problem.
Get more at 971talk.com.